Duval County Election Supervisor Mike Hogan says multiple steps are in place to make sure each person votes only once and no one can tamper with that vote. At polling places, each voter checks in with either a driver's license or one of 11 other types of ID.
And when they swipe it in the machine, it populates who that voter is right away in our database.
The county now knows who's voting and where they're voting. Each voter is given a receipt at check-in, which they take to the ballot table and receive a ballot corresponding to the number on the receipt. If he's sent 500 ballots to a precinct...
At the end of the day, if that precinct tells me that 350 people voted, I should still have 150 unused ballots here. Mm-hmm. So that's my second check.
He can double-check either the receipts or a handwritten tally on top of the ballot count itself. When voters put their paper ballots into an electronic tabulator, ballot counts are stored on the machine's thumb drive, which is locked and inaccessible, and it's transmitted to the election center over a private internet connection.
Most importantly, it transfers that data in what we call microburst. So it's very hard for someone to capture that. If they try to capture it, it's going to slow it down a little bit, and we will notice it. And that will make us that much more earnest about checking our real data, which is the hard counts.
Hogan says the county's 247 tabulating machines are tested for accuracy before the election, and Florida law requires random audits of races and precincts before the results are certified.
So you can see, I've given you a whole host of ways that we protect the vote, especially the accuracy of it.
As for mail-in ballots, Hogan says it's an old wives' tale that they're not counted unless the election is close. In reality, those ballots are counted first. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.